If you have your Bible open in front of you, you will find it helpful to have Psalm 34, the psalm that I read earlier. You may find it, or you will find it helpful to have it open in front of you. I'm going to speak from this psalm, and my theme this evening is actually taken from what Andy has shared with us this evening. It is simply this: God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Now, when I was thinking of speaking on this theme, I thought to myself, which passage should I turn to? And actually, of course, there are so many passages in Scripture which tell us this same thing. God answers prayer. My children are here in my house, and a little earlier, one of my children was talking about 1 Samuel chapter 1. And again, that's a wonderful passage where we have the same truth told. And in fact, that passage, thinking about it, might have been more appropriate, because in that passage you have a woman who was childless, a woman called Hannah. And the Bible tells us she went up to the temple and she prayed to the Lord. And God answered. And God gave her a family. And the whole book of Samuel then is about one of her children. So God answers prayer. That is the teaching of Psalm 34. It's the teaching of 1 Samuel chapter 1. It's the teaching of many passages in the Bible. This evening I want to speak briefly on it. And I'm asking this question: why? Why is it that God answers prayer? Now, of course, there are many, many, many answers to that question, but from this psalm, I want to pick out three things. I want to give you three reasons why God answers prayer. And my reason in doing this is to encourage you to pray. If you're not a person who prays often, I want to encourage you to do this. If you don't meet with others for prayer, I specifically want to encourage you to do this. Please contact others in the church and say to them, let's meet for prayer. Don't be shy about this. This is too important for us to be shy about this, too important for us to be reticent about this and say, well, I'm not the kind of person who does this sort of thing. Well, do it, because God answers prayer. So my purpose this evening is to encourage us as a church to be prayerful. God answers prayer. Why? Well, he answers prayer for three reasons from this psalm. In the first place, God answers prayer because he is gracious. Because he is gracious. Did you notice the introduction to this psalm before verse 1? Let me just read to you those few words before verse 1. They are part of Holy Scripture. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit. So we're reading what God has written. And it says there, of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, so that he drove him out and he went away. Do you see that right at the beginning before verse 1? Of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, so that he drove him out and he went away. Now, I don't want to go into all the details of David's life and David's behavior at this particular point in time, but it is sufficient to say that there were times when David wasn't exactly right with God. There were times when David's behavior, the man who wrote this psalm is a man called David, King David, who was king of Israel. There were times when you looked at his behavior, you read about his behavior, and you had to say, I'm simply not sure that he was right here. And this was a time when he met a man called Abimelech. And he entered into an agreement with Abimelech. And frankly, he wasn't honest in his dealings with this man called Abimelech. He wasn't honest. But David was in trouble. And David prayed to God. Do you see what it says in verse 4? I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from my fears, because he was full of fears at this time. There was an enormous crisis in his life, and there were people who were seeking his life at this time. And David says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. And then look at verse 6. I love verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. This poor man, this man in a crisis, this man in a difficulty, cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. Our God is a gracious God. What does that mean? It means our God blesses those who do not deserve his blessings. Our God pours blessings upon people who are in sin against him. Our God pours blessings upon people who are disobedient to him. Our God pours blessings upon people who are rebellious against him. Now, this is not an excuse to live a life of sin and a life of disobedience and a life of rebellion. You mustn't do that. But I'm trying to make this point about God, that God hears the prayers of his people even when they are not walking right with him. There's an even more remarkable example of God hearing David's prayer after David had been in very terrible sin. There's a passage in David's life when he committed adultery and then murder. He committed adultery with a certain woman, and then he had her husband killed, adultery and murder. And then a man came and spoke to him about his sin. And David prayed for forgiveness, and God forgave him. God didn't say to him, you're a great sinner, and I don't have dealings with sinners. God didn't say to him, you've committed adultery, you've committed murder, I cannot do anything for you, you're out of bounds, you're beyond the pale. No answers, no. God forgave David when David had fallen into great sin, because God is gracious. God hears prayer because God is gracious. If God wasn't gracious, not a single prayer would be answered, because every person who prays to him is a sinner. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. When we pray to God, God hears prayer. Did you hear Andy's testimony? All these things that they had in their life, that accident, and then the decision to adopt. Would they be approved? The church prayed. They were approved. They went before the panel, and then they had the matching. And would there be a match? Well, eventually there was a match. There were disappointments. The church prayed. More disappointments. The church prayed. God answered prayer. Now, none of us in this church is perfect and sinless. But God answered prayer because God is gracious. Are you in trouble today? Don't say to yourself, well, God would never hear me. Yes, he will. Don't ever say, I'm too bad, God will never hear me. Yes, he will, because he's gracious, and his grace is greater than our sins. Are you unsaved? Are you not a Christian? Perhaps you're not a Christian at all. And you think to yourself, well, God would never hear me because of what I've done. I live a sinful life even today. I know what the Word of God says, and I've ignored the Word of God. I've gone against the Word of God. I've been taught the Word of God from childhood. I've gone against it. Why should God hear me? God will hear you because God is gracious. You want to become a Christian? Ask God to make you a Christian. Ask God to make you born again. He will, because he is gracious. He blesses those who are in their sin. He pours blessings upon those who are disobedient and in rebellion, because he is gracious. So the first reason why God answers prayer is because he is gracious. The second reason why God answers prayer is because he is compassionate. It's because he is compassionate. God's heart is filled with mercy and grace and love and kindness and tenderness and compassion. This is the most wonderful thing about our God. This is why we as Christians love God. This is why we as Christians want to love him more and more. This is why as Christians, our one prayer is, Lord, I want to love you more. Because he is full of grace, full of mercy, full of kindness, full of tenderness, full of compassion, full of pity. Look at what he says in this psalm, David. He says in verse 6, this poor man cried. This man who was in trouble. This man who had strayed from the ways of God and had landed himself in trouble. This poor man cried. And then the sentence doesn't go on to say, and God ignored him. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. I finished the reading at verse 9, but if you have your Bible open in front of you, will you look at verse 18 with me? This is a lovely verse. Look at this verse. It's a wonderful verse. Verse 18 in this psalm. And it says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. The Lord is near the brokenhearted. It means God comes very close to those whose hearts are broken. God makes himself available, especially available. He draws especially close to those who are brokenhearted. And he comes near those and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Those who have had enormous disappointments in their life, who've had enormous difficulties, trials in their life, God comes particularly close to them. And God heals the crushed in spirit. Why? Because he is compassionate. Because he is kind. Because he's gracious, because he's merciful. If you're a Christian this evening, or maybe later you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on disc, if you're a Christian, I tell you, you are the most blessed person in the universe. Because you have God as your Father. And your Father in heaven has a heart, a huge heart, filled with love and mercy and compassion and grace and kindness and tenderness. And if you're not a Christian here this evening, I appeal to you, I plead with you, I invite you to come to know him. He doesn't say to you, first fix your life and then I will welcome you. He doesn't say to you, first let go of all your sins, stop sinning and live a perfect life and then I will welcome you. We sing a hymn, just as I am, without one plea, except that your blood was shed for me. Because that's how we come. We come to Jesus in our sin. And we ask him to forgive us our sins. We come to him in our sins. And we ask him to cleanse us of our sins. We come determined to flee our sins. But we don't come perfect. We don't wait till we are perfect. We're never going to be perfect. We come as we are in our sins, and Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for sinners, and Jesus shed his blood on the cross of Calvary that he may cleanse sinners and forgive sinners and receive sinners to himself and bring them into the kingdom of God and make them God's beloved, adopted children. If you're not a Christian here this evening, you may be listening later on YouTube or on disc. If you're not a Christian, I'm inviting you to come to Jesus. And I'm saying to you that he's a gracious Savior and he's a compassionate Savior and he receives the worst of sinners and he saves the worst of sinners. He forgives them their sins. He cleanses them in his blood. He brings them into the family of God and he makes them the beloved, adopted children of God and he guarantees them heaven. Christ is a wonderful Savior, a mighty Savior, a powerful Savior, a gracious Savior. Why not come to him? If you're not a Christian, you want to know more, please write to me. Go to our website and you'll see there, contact the pastor. Write to me. I will give you every help that I can. But don't leave this matter. Even if you're a young person, don't leave this matter. Come to Christ today and enjoy the blessings of God through Jesus. So God answers prayer because he is gracious. God answers prayer because he's compassionate. And then thirdly and finally, God answers prayer because his people pray to him. God answers prayer because his people pray to him. David is in trouble. What does he do? Does he keep quiet? He prays. He's in a mess. It doesn't matter. He prays. There's a verse in the Bible. And for Christians, it should be one of the most challenging verses, and it is this. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. Do you know it's one of the great tragedies of the Christian church that God is more willing to hear than we are to pray. And we shouldn't be slow to pray. We shouldn't be backward in praying. We have a God who answers prayer. Why are we silent? Why aren't we breaking down the door of heaven? He has given us every encouragement to pray. Jesus has said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. All these encouragements that Christ has given us in prayer. This is the wonderful thing about the Psalms. I've been preaching the Psalms on Sunday mornings, and it struck me again and again how willing God's people were to pray. Whatever mess they found themselves in, whatever difficulty they found themselves in, they went to God in prayer. My friends, God answers prayer. Why are we slow to pray? Why aren't we contacting each other in the church and saying, God is hearing prayer. The doors of heaven are open and the ear of God is tuned to us. Come, let's get together. Let's pray. How much different our church would be if we were all zealous in prayer and all giving ourselves to prayer. God answers prayer because his people cry out to him. This poor man cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard him. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. I wonder if we're going through anxieties unnecessarily when we could have prayed for them. I wonder if we're going through situations unnecessarily when we should have been asking God in prayer and asking God to intervene. So I encourage you this evening, God answers prayer. He answers prayer because he's a gracious God. He answers prayer because he's a compassionate God. He answers prayer because his people pray to him. Let's be prayerful. Let's take encouragement from his word.